You know, we're always talking about the importance of direct bookings. Well, we've got a hosting hot tip that we are excited to share. It's our go-to for seamlessly acquiring guest info and creating brand loyalty.
Drumroll, please. Introducing StayFi, your game-changing tool designed for the short-term rental industry. Say goodbye to relying solely on Airbnb or Vrbo. With StayFi, you're in control of your guest relationships like never before. Annette, please explain.
Yeah, you know how when you walk into a coffee shop, you're sitting down to do some work, page pops up, and you got to put in your name and your email to join their Wi-Fi? Well, StayFi operates the exact same way. It is a gold mine for hosts like us. And with StayFi, each and every guest, not just the guests that book the stay, needs to provide their information when logging on to your Wi-Fi.
And to top it off, StayFi equips us with user-friendly email and text marketing tools, making guest communication a breeze. Since we've discovered StayFi, we've built a thriving list of over 1,000 subscribers that includes every guest who has stayed with us, not just the guests who booked. We're talking about all the guests that have set foot in our rentals since discovering StayFi. Think of the potential profit of engaging with all these guests with offers for future stays. I just sent an email out last month, and I've already gotten 5 direct bookings from that one email.
Yes, you heard that right. And the best part, you can start using StayFi without a contract. Plus, a little cherry on top, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Use the code TFE for 50% off your first 3 months. Head to StayFi.com today.
Listeners, we cannot stress this enough. Success in your hosting business isn't just about attracting new guests. It's about turning your one-time visitors into lifelong returning guests.
So why wait? Use your discount today, TFV. Go to StayFi.com for 50% off your first 3 months and start building your guest loyalty program today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of 5-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, record your question, help thousands of hosts while getting your own challenge answered by either Annette, myself.
Why do they always have to be challenges?
Here's a question about guest communication from Sandrine.
Hi, Sarah and Annette. I have a few questions regarding guest communication. How much is too much? Where's that sweet spot? And how exactly do you handle communicating the rental agreement? So we just launched our first STR and currently send our guests an initial message showing excitement, thanking them for booking with us, and asking for information to send the rental agreement. So do you guys send the rental agreement right through the booking platform like Airbnb or ask for their personal email? And what do you do if they don't respond or sign it by the time that they book? And is it okay to ask this of those that use Instabook? So after that initial message, a few days later, we currently send a digital welcome book to help our guests plan their trip ahead of time. On the day of arrival, we send a message to indicate that we hope they made it okay, see if they have any questions, reminding them that we're here and happy to answer anything at any time. The morning after their stay, we send a brief check-in message to ensure that they're settling in well, again, offering to make their stay better in any way if we can. If this is also checkout day, we do include some checkout reminders. And then we send one more message the day after checkout to thank them and hope to see them back. This feels like a lot. And I know each guest is different in how much interaction they want with their hosts. So I'm just seeing what the consensus seems to be on this topic. Thanks so much.
Love it. I have a question, not a question, but I have
a challenge. Sorry. Oh, you teed me up for that one. Okay, go ahead.
Here's what, it depends. Shanine's first question was, do we email them, get their email address and email them this correspondence, or do we send it through, I'm assuming—
for the rental agreement.
Yeah, I'm assuming, Sandrine, that you're talking about Airbnb because you use the nomenclature Instant Book. So if you're using just Airbnb, then yes, I think, because then this way you can leverage automation, which Annette and myself, we are all about having, you know, hosting with heart and attention and all that. But that being said too, the more you can meet your guests where they're at and have these messages go out at appropriate times automatically is great too. And so if you're not using a PMS, or if wherever your guidebook is hosted, if they don't offer any sort of messaging, then I would send it through Airbnb because then you can automate that. And depending how you have your rental agreement, Sandrine, there are rental agreement softwares out there where you can use your template and have a link to it, which is really nice because then you can plug it into your Airbnb auto messages. So like you said, the minute a guest books, this auto message goes out. And I would tell your guests and have this, Sandrine, this is why it's so important to have it not only in your property description section of whatever OTA you're using, but also in your house rules, that it is your rule. And this is, Airbnb will back you up, or they, you know, have always for me, and they can always do whatever they want, but back you up if someone doesn't sign your rental agreement within, and I say 48 hours of booking. That way they're not holding up their spot, that reservation. They have no plans on signing your rental agreement. Mm-hmm. So in your house rules, you could say, we require our guests to sign an additional rental agreement within 48 hours of booking. If you have any questions, we will, you know, work through this with you or after your booking and have that message go out with that booking link.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
And I know some hosts who are a lot more lenient on it, where they require it before the actual code to the door is sent. That's where, like, where people have met some challenges and they're not getting that good, it's like, well, we need to have the sign before. And that's like really, you know, waiting till the last minute. But I have heard of people doing it that way, Sandrine. But getting the actual person's email and directly emailing them is going to be a little bit more layers than you. And I don't think you're not gonna be able to ask for it via the platform like that.
Well, anyways, then they have to instant book or mm-hmm. book. Yeah. And then you have to, obviously, right. We're so excited to have you come. Please send us your email address. It's just another layer of manual tasks for yourself that I don't think you need to do. For again, sure. I don't know enough about your setup, Sandrine, to like really dive in with you. But
I also want to just chat a little bit where, you know, if everyone out there is like, oh, well, I don't send out a rental agreement. I just want to give a for instance on the hotel side. I use a last minute hotel app who's actually owned by Airbnb. They bought them. It's called Hotel Tonight. And I can just say, you know, when I book via Hotel Tonight, you better believe when I check in for, let's say it's a Hilton or a Holiday Inn, wherever I check into, I am re-signing a rental agreement with that specific hotel also. So this is something that in the hotel, people are booking online and then re-signing a rental agreement, re-getting a credit card. So this is not, you know, you're not asking more of someone than what would happen in the day-to-day hotel world also. So I just wanted to put that out there. Or if they're booking through an Expedia or something like that, they're going to have to go in again and still sign a rental agreement with that individual hotel owner and then give, you know, some information again.
Listening to your cadence, I don't think you're over-communicating. I think you're doing what we've been doing for over a decade, and we have, I don't know that I've ever gotten a complaint about over-communicating. So just to recap, the minute they book, you send a, we're so excited to have you come. You send them their check-in instructions. Some people do it the day of, some people do it maybe a week before, depending on how big the trip is for someone, right? If it's a big resort and there's like a lot going on with their stay, maybe you give them more time. If it's something very simple, easy to navigate, the day of or a couple of days before works well. checking in the morning after. And here, Sandrine, is this is the perfect opportunity for you to, if anything were to go wrong, to invite them to get you involved. But at the end of that message, which is automated, by the way, for us, it goes out automatically that next morning, asking them if anything has gone wrong. Now, if something has gone wrong the night of their arrival, we cancel this message.
Yeah, that's
good. So it doesn't
good,
seem
yeah.
like we're asleep at the wheel.
It could also just say, hey, I know it's your first morning. You can like pepper it with like, make sure you go to my favorite coffee shop. 5-star stays are very important to us. Let us know what we can do. So you can, you know, use your copywriting skills there.
I wrap it up by saying too, like if everything's going great, there's no need to reach out to us.
No news is good news.
Yeah, I invite them to not respond. Because like you said, Sandrine, Annette vouches it to be this kind of person. You're right. There are people who don't want to communicate with their host, but that does not mean they don't want information.
Right. So I'm the type of person I am a no news is good news. I don't like to respond. Once I'm checked in somewhere, I don't care where it is. I very, very rarely communicate. I know hosts out there want to like wring my neck right now, but that's who I am. I'm on vacation. I'm like, if everything's going great, no news is good news. But I do appreciate the host asking me. I pay attention that they're paying attention. So it doesn't go lost. Sandrine, we just want you to know that don't feel like them not responding means you're over communicating. Because when we were going through your cadence, we're like, we don't know what you would really remove from it. So we think you're spot on. Keep doing what you're doing. We love that you care and you're just wanting to get some feedback on your cadence and your rental agreement. We are here for that. But yeah, I think, and the day after, I think that's obviously you want to ask them to come, especially again, that day after message though, if you have an inspector, your turnover team, you need to make sure that you really, you know, are you going to want them to come back? Because sometimes that review, don't automate all your review, you know, you can automate your reviews, but stop them, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, that's why, yeah, having your team go in the minute.
Immediately.
The checkout, right. That way you can verify they were a good guest. And then your follow-up message where I'm of the belief that you should ask for a review post-stay. If they haven't left one, it's a nice little reminder to do that. Airbnb does nudge them to do it. So if you want to, this is what we've been doing. We're trying to increase our Google review presence. And so that is what that message says. It says, you may have left us a review on Airbnb. And for that, we are so grateful. If you had a moment, it would mean so much for a family-owned business if you would leave us a small review. You could copy and paste, you know, on Google. If not, you know, so you, like Annette said, like copy what you say to them is really important. But I think you, it's okay to do that. And I encourage you to do it. Other than that, I think you rocked it out. I actually toyed around with no longer sending checkout instructions because we have the digital guidebook and we also have physical guidebooks on the property, Sandrine. But
if you're like me, I want it right there.
A couple times people have gotten confused in their checkout day.
That's very common.
I thought I was checking out tomorrow. So when that checkout message comes, it's not only like, you know, with hopefully the very few checkout, you know, requirements you have of them. Mostly it's like,
hey, don't forget, today's
the day.
That
went by so fast. Right. Today's checkout day or tomorrow's checkout day. You know, so that's why I actually ended up keeping that message because it's happened more than once where someone was like, wait a minute, I thought I booked until X day.
Right. And they go back and look at the reservation. They're like, oh, yeah.
So that's why I've kept that. But you're killing it, Sandrine. If you have any other follow-up questions, let us know. Thanks so much for calling in. With that, I'm Sarah Kierkegaard.
I'm Annette Gritt. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.